WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Two of the most popular records released at the end of 1990 were debut albums by the TV cartoon family The Simpsons and the white rapper Vanilla Ice. The Simpsons sold more than 1 million copies in its first week, and Vanilla Ice has already sold 5 million. Rock critic Ken Tucker expects the success of these two records to continue in 91.
I'm back, and I'm ringing the bell. I'm rocking on the mic while the fly girls yell. In ecstasy in the back of me, well, that's my DJ T-shirt. Cutting all them CDs, hitting hard, and the girl is going crazy. Vanilla's on the mic, man. I'm not lazy. I'm letting my throat kick in.
Let us now praise a couple of frauds. Vanilla Ice and The Simpsons are, in their various ways, complete fakes who've brought pleasure to millions. Vanilla Ice is actually a Miami kid in his 20s named Robbie Van Winkle. Personally, if I had a name like Robbie Van Winkle, I'd keep it. Anyway, Vanilla Ice has scored a number one hit his first time out with this single, Ice Ice Baby.
All right, stop, collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance, caress the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bullseye, the kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
That song has an instrumental hook you might recognize. It's the guitar riff from Under Pressure, a decade-old song written by Queen and David Bowie. As you can hear, Vanilla Ice is a pretty ordinary rapper. To his credit, he doesn't try to disguise the fact that he's white. To his discredit, his phrasing is kind of wooden and lame. But he's a terrific dancer, and like so many white artists working in black genres, he gets a lot of unwarranted credit just because he can do it at all. Ice has spent the last few months telling little white lies. That he went to school with Two Live Crew's Luther Campbell, they attended the same school but not during the same years, that he's won a number of nationwide motocross racing championships, he won a few regional competitions, nothing national, and that he was once in a gang fight and lost half his blood. He's given two different cities as the site of this putative tragedy, and his mother, with whom he is apparently very close, claims to have no knowledge of such a life-threatening experience. Oh well, it's only rock and roll or rap.
Girl, let your feet move free. Want to move through the groove of Vanilla Ice. You come here to run and let the white boy rap. If you're a hoe, get off my lap. Cause Ice stands for being so cold. That's a nickname I got for being so bold. Jerome stands for MPA, my personal assistant every day. I'm not an MC to come here to play. Yeah, boy, I'm serious. I'm going all the way. Rhymes are clean, there's no need to be ill. And when I'm on the mic, I let them all spill.
As for The Simpsons, well, like everyone from Lorne Greene to Leonard Nimoy, The Simpsons are TV stars who've decided to cash in on their popularity by cutting a record. And true to the winning streak these top-rated cartoon characters are on, they've got a hit single. If, like me, you have young children in your house, the song you hear played most often is probably this one.
Yo, hey, what's happening, dude? I'm a guy with a rep for being rude, terrorizing people wherever I go. It's not intentional, just keeping the flow. Test scores to get the best scores. Dropping banana peels all over the floor. I'm the kid that made the drink with C and R. Last name Simpson, first name Bart. I'm here today to introduce the next phase. The next step in the big Bart craze. I got a dance real easy to do. I learned it with no rhythm and so can you. Ooh, so move your body if you got the notion. Front to back in a rock-like motion. Now that you got it, if you think you can, do it to the music, that's the Bart man.
Everything about this Simpsons album is wrong, but turns out right anyway. It's called The Simpsons Sing the Blues, but most of its best stuff is rap and rock music. The vocals are performed by the actors who do the voices for the TV show, but they do remarkably well as singers. Dan Castellaneta, for example, who supplies the voice for the perennially aggrieved dad Homer, does an all-too-believable job as a white blues singer on The Simpsons' version of Born Under a Bad Sign.
I don't like to read, I can hardly write. My whole life has been one big fight. Born under a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I said I wouldn't have no luck at all. And that ain't no lie.
Yes, that really is B.B. King supplying the guitar line for that song. The Simpsons Sing the Blues is otherwise chock-full of Los Angeles session hacks and features a few dreadful cuts, such as yet another version of Randy Newman's sappy I Love to See You Smile. But as a novelty ripoff, it's well done, and like the show itself, frequently manages to capture the cynical spirit of its times.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.
Those idiots. Oh, look at all those boobs. An office full of morons, a factory full of fools. Is it any wonder I'm singing the blues?
What happened? Where are the instruments?
I believe they call us breakdowns, sir.
I can't have any breakdowns here. What if there was an inspector around? Play a guitar.
This is Fresh Air.